Dear Mama, Hafa came again today.
I brought you something, Hafa said at the window.
Amel and I stuck our heads out.
Give me your hand, she said, looking my way.
Me?
I asked, pointing to myself. When had another girl ever given me anything? I stuck my hand out slowly. She thrust a bit of thin red ribbon into it.
My mother brought me a new one, but it was too long, so I cut it in half.
She turned and showed me the tiny ribbon at the end of her tight, shiny braid. Her mother must have done it for her.
And you can have the other piece.
I closed my hand around it and felt like I was going to cry. Thank you, I managed to say.
Why do you look so sad? She asked.
Oh, I'm not, I said. I'm very happy.
I'm so glad you're both here, she said, looking at Amel now. I was so lonely. Please stay, she asked.
Sometimes things can happen like that, Amel said. Grown-ups just do things and no one knows why.
I nodded, and so did Hafa.
Maybe we could ask Papa. People do stop fighting eventually, don't they?
Amel asked if he could see my ribbon, but then we heard the scrape of a chair, and Amel whispered, "Go!" to Hafa, and off she ran. I wanted her to braid my hair and tie it with the ribbon, but then Dadi would ask me where I got it. Papa probably wouldn't notice, though. It was a false alarm. No one came to check on us, but Hafa didn't come back today. I clutched the ribbon in my sweaty hand for a long time, then put it in the little pouch with your jewelry. I won't be able to wear it here. I hope that doesn't hurt Hafa's feelings. I'll explain it to her tomorrow.
Mama, I have a real friend who I can talk to. Can you believe it?
Love, Nisha.